A weak solidarity brigantine is still when peace, 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 the most momentous moment in all human history, ever, ever. US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump, or the poor understated. And given 77 years of history of slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, no one would for a moment think that peace, peace, peace is anything but permanent. With the Palestinian non-land, non-people disarming as part of the plan, and therefore, presumably, Zion will also disarm, get rid of its massive arsenal of trained killer merchandise, including the parts of the killer jets that Trublowazi doesn't supply because it only supplies them to the merchants of death. And Zion will provide opportunities for the non-land, non-people it hasn't already slaughtered, destroyed, genocided, and starved to leave this real estate Riviera of the Middle East opportunity. Not that Donald's son-in-law, Jared Cash, 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 and more Kashner, is there for any other purpose than his dedication to peace, 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 and what's best for the non-land, non-people. And as well as the non-land, non-people being cleared out, Zion will withdraw to an agreed-upon line. My goodness, that's definitive, isn't it? And will withdraw from the non-land it occupies altogether when the time is right. Also, so specific and definitive. And we know Zion has a long record of abiding by peace deals, or would, if the evil people it slaughters weren't so evil that they abide by the agreements. So it's all looking positive. And anyway, the peace, peace, peace deal, everything with Donald as a deal, is so generous it offers up former Her Most Gracious Majesty's home country Big Supremo and warmonger Tiny Blyer and Donald himself to govern the non-land. Donald modestly boasted success, ending with, "Blessed be the peacemakers," in huge capitals. Donald, a religious man devoted to the one true God, Donald. The huge capitals making it easier for the Nobel Committee not to miss it. Not that he's desperately chasing the Peace Prize for personal reasons. No, no, no. If he doesn't receive it, it will be an insult to the US of, he said. The biggest insult ever, ever. He's so selfless, isn't he? Peace, peace, peace was preceded by October 7 with outrage among Zion supporters, including Big Supremo Anthony Albanese and the Minister for Going Overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, and of course, naturally, Coalition Supremo and would-be Big Supremo Sussan, Lees and Dregs and all her lot, that non-land, non-people supporters, therefore anti-Semites, would so disrespect the day, be so sacrilegious that they would graffiti cruelly and hold rallies, commemorating the at least 67,000 and some say more like 100,000 slaughtered non-land, non-people. The outrage expressed by Anthony, it was not a day for demonstrations. It deserved decent human behaviour, as he expressed his support for Zion and the slaughterers, while a Zion spokesperson said those demonstrating were supporters of murder, when they, poor disillusioned souls, thought they were protesting against murder, while State Supremo Jacinta, alien to non-land, non-people, said protesters were deeply disrespectful of the slaughterers. Wonder how long it will be before Zion concocts an excuse to resume the slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation, laying the blame on evil Hamas and the evil non-land, non-people. Watching the Palestinians celebrating the hiatus in the slaughter amid the ruins, we can but hope it does last, but history would tell us otherwise, particularly as Donald and his son-in-law have their eyes on the real estate along with Benjamin. Anthony and Penny and the Minister for Being Offensive and Trained Killing Richard Malls the Bad Guys, he of the giant mind, also earned top marks for bravery and principle as a number of Trublowazis were being held hostage under torturous conditions by Zion, pleading with Zion to allow consular access when just maybe a condemnation of illegal piracy wouldn't have hurt. That's probably a tautology. Piracy on the open seas. Peace campaigners attempting to provide humanitarian aid. And the illegal blockade of Gaza's legal right to its own waters, of which Zion has absolutely no right. Oh, sorry, forgot. Trubler was, he knows that Zion and the US have a right to do as it they wish. Not a word of condemnation, other than condemning those who protest over Zion's gross illegality. Still, we're sure they'd be consistent. Like, say, if evil China seized true blue Aussies off the high seas, obviously they wouldn't loudly and righteously scream condemnation. Back here, we learned how unreasonable our own terra nullius non-land non-people can be. Case up in northern True Blue Aussie, which is building a commendable record of support for non-land, non-people, like a racist, a police force locking up 10-year-old kids or killing brain-damaged shoplifters, providing terrified white potential victims of out-of-control crime with their very own capsicum spray. Commendable support. This case, car driver Jake Danby, 24, real name, struck two terra nullius people, killing one, injuring the other, and subsequently referred to them with a string of racist rants, including the N-word, leading the court to rule he clearly displayed remorse. The mind boggles at what he'd have to rant not to show remorse. Displayed remorse and sentenced him to a crippling community corrections order, prompting Katie Kiss, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island Commissioner, how's this for showing no respect for the law, to claim this was systemic racial discrimination on full display. Aboriginal lives are not protected by the state. There is no justice in this outcome. Oh, and just because Danby has a family connection to the Northern Territory, Northern Trubler Aussie Attorney General, and had boasted he would never see the inside of a prison cell, true to form, the non-land non-people are also carrying on about that, despite the government assuring us there was no conflict of interest. Just another day in the life and deaths of terra nullius non-land non-people. Even the Productivity Commission, hardly a bastion of commie economic nonsense, indeed more a repository of neoliberal common sense, has proposed a cash flow tax of 5% affecting the most profitable corporates based on their super profits, and thank goodness for the most profitable corporates and the True Blue Aussie Business Profits Council that we are aware how unfounded, how damaging, how downright silly is this proposal. We need to close down this conversation as quickly as possible, the Profits Council told Anthony Albanese at its annual meeting a couple of weeks ago, and this week the Profits Council Supremo Bran Blockhead explained why. It would shrink the economy, increase compliance costs, have a negative impact on competitiveness, prevent investment. Disaster. What was the Productivity Commission thinking of? Brand put it so succinctly. We can't pay tax and invest, he clarified. And of course, the compliance costs would be the costs of tax lawyers and accountants to ensure they meet their legal tax obligations by not paying the 5%. Interesting, isn't it, how they keep coming up with new ways for those who don't pay tax not to pay tax? One of the great international corporate consultants, Deloitte's The Shareholders, consulted by the Department of Criminalizing Dole Bludgers, from whom Deloitte's The has extracted a mere $25 million in recent times, consulted on ways to criminalize dole bludgers, earned its exorbitant fee by utilizing AI. The report accepted by the department until a vigilant Sydney academic, Dr. Chris Rudge, noticed a few little problems, like at least 14 references that simply didn't exist, and a quote from a judge in a robo-debt case that also doesn't exist, the quote that is. Its quoted paragraph numbers don't exist either, and anyway, they also managed to get her honour's name wrong. Deloitte says, as the proverbial hit the fan, it may consider paying back a bit of the exorbitant fee. Perhaps it could use AI to determine how much, or more correctly, how little. While some observers, although not yet the department or the government, reckon they should refund the lot 100%. How unfair! It wasn't their fault. It was AI that stuffed it up. Like poor telecommunications, or more often not telecommunications corporate, copped us no. We've now discovered it was blameless in the latest not telecommunicating incident. It sent two emails to the wrong address. An expert telecommunications business can't be blamed for that. Anyway, the coalition knows where the blame lies. It was the government's fault. hasn't quite explained why or how, but we can take their word for it. Sussin and the team know. Mentioned last week, copped us no as one of the numerous huge caring businesses meeting their legal tax obligations by paying not 1 cent, bringing us to this corporate welfare, 600 mil of corporate welfare, handed to international pollution giant Glen Rotten to the core, after it threatened to close its Mount Isa smelter. Glen Rotten too needs the handout desperately, as its massively profitable 13 True Blue Aussies, beautiful but don't be afraid of it coal mines and copper, lead, zinc, nickel and cobalt mines, revenues of 41.9 billion real figure. Thank goodness we're handing them 600 mil from those who can't avoid their legal tax obligations, as the parent company, Glen Rotten 2 Holdings, paid, we guessed it, not 1 cent in tax. In the apropos of nothing department, headline reporting the death of author Jilly Cooper. Blockbuster author Jilly Cooper dies suddenly. And I thought, not all that suddenly. It took 88 years. Finally, another exciting benefit of the onomatopoeic Forker strain killer deal. A mob called CDC Data Centers plans data centers in Western True Blue Aussie to exploit the great opportunities offered by Forkers. Train killing, coal, gas, win. And all that water extracted from, oh, they'll work it out. Good morning.